My life began with a crime. Of course, I don't mean the moment of my birth nor my early years. It's better to know nothing of life as a serf, a soul, than to know but a little. The German souls, Niemce, property of the Russian Church, were more wretched than you can ever imagine. The godforsaken place in which I grew up is now lost in the vast plains of Livonia, a village and a country that no longer exists. Do its izby, the shabby huts, still stand? I neither know or care. When I was young, though, the izby that lined the red earth of the village street in rows, like beads on a monk's rosary, were my world. We used the same word for both, mir. Ours looked just like many other small villages in Swedish Livonia, one of the Baltic territories under the rule of Stockholm, where Poles, Latvians, Russians, Swedes and Germans mingled and lived together, more or less peacefully, in those days. Throughout the year, the road through the village held our lives together like the belt on a loose sarafan. After the spring thaw, or the first heavy rains of autumn, we would wade knee-deep in slush coloured like oxblood from our izba into the fields and down to the Dvina River. In summer, the earth turned into clouds of red dust that ate its way into the cracked skin of our heels. Then, in winter, we would sink up to our thighs in snow with every step, or slide home in ice as slick as a mirror. Chickens and pigs roamed the streets, filth clinging to their feathers and bristles. Children with matted, lice-infested hair played there before they came of working age, when the boys stood in the fields, chasing away the wild birds with rattles, stones and sticks, and the girls worked in monastery looms, their delicate fingers serving to make the finest fabric.